Parish notes for Benson. Benson Christmas Countdown. Thank you to the organisers and to all those who attended the Benson Christmas Countdown and Lantern Parade. The evening was a great success and the village centre looked beautiful with all the extra lights this year. Thank you also to all the households and shops who supported the event. Village pubs. Hook Norton Brewery met with SODC planning officers before Christmas to discuss proposed plans for the refurbishment of the Crown Inn and has now submitted its application for listed building consent. The plans include opening up the cellar room and replacing the large wooden doors at the front of the building with glass. The brewery is pressing on as quickly as possible with work due to commence on the 6th of March and a view to reopening the pub by May. A planning application has also been submitted for alterations to the Three Horseshoes. Benson Parish Council Awards. Benson Parish Council would like to receive nominations for the two awards which will be presented during the annual parish meeting on Thursday, 14th of May. The Bob Griffiths Trophy is awarded to an individual up to the age of 18 or a youth organisation in the community for an outstanding achievement during the previous year. The Don Fletcher Community Award is awarded to an individual or group in the community for outstanding support to the Benson community in the previous year. Please send nominations to the parish clerk by email or letter. The closing date for nominations is Friday, 27th of March. Wallingford School Community Task Team. The students have continued their hard work in the community and are now making weekly visits for the foreseeable future to clear the overgrowth on the verge along St. Helens Avenue. They do an amazing job. Please be sure to praise them for their contribution and efforts when you see them at work.
Hello, I'm Linda Parkin and I'm continuing with the parish notes. Benson in Bloom. In November, representatives of Thames and Chiltern Britain in Bloom presented the Recreation and Lands Committee with information on Britain in Bloom. The meeting was attended by representatives of the Benson Nature Group, the Community Allotment and Library Garden. Benson is a growing community, and the Britain in Bloom scheme encourages existing and new residents to engage in beautifying their community and promoting the environment. Would active community groups within the village like to coordinate the work already undertaken around the village, including open gardens, and enter the Britain in Bloom competitions? The scheme is not just about formal planting, and the community groups would be able to identify the benefits of Bloom for them. Individual community groups can enter It's Your Neighbourhood for free and receive access to RHS advice. The deadline for this year is the end of March. Sorry, I beg your pardon. The deadline for entry this year is the end of March. Please contact the parish office to be put in touch with others interested in participating. Temporary traffic regulation orders. OCC has advised the following. Old Ickneild Way, the lane off Clax Lane leading to Oakley Wood Recycling Centre, will be closed from the Clax Lane end from the 2nd to the 4th of March. The speed limit along the A4074 between the Cromarsh roundabout and the Benson Lane junction will be reduced to 30 miles an hour from the 3rd of February for a maximum period of 18 months. This is due to Bloor Homes essential housing development works. It is anticipated that the construction works will take up to 3 years to complete. Overhanging trees and shrubs. A reminder to all households with borders with the highway, please ensure that overgrown foliage from your property isn't impeding either pedestrians or vehicles. Thank you. New community building and skate park. Carla Holmes has now started the brickwork on the new community building and is liaising with the parish council to agree the specification for the fixtures and fittings. The plans for the skate park have been submitted to SODC and are available on the SODC website. A message from the Bertie Westfield Working Group. The Bertie Westfield Working Group would like to thank the 110 people who responded to our community survey about the field. We were particularly pleased that people had taken the time to write their views in the comments boxes, which gave a good flavour of what people think. It was abundantly clear that respondents really value having a natural play area for children in the village, and they believe that it is important that it is looked after and made safe for the primary users. The parish council is committed to that. Perhaps not surprising, given the lack of signage, quite a few people said they didn't realise that they had a right to use the space. People expressed a variety of opinions about our ideas for enhancing the field, and we now plan to seek some specialist advice from experts in natural play to inform some specific proposals. We are aiming to retain the informal charm of the field whilst making the most of it. We will bring these to a drop-in session in the parish hall later in the spring so that you can tell us what you think. In the meantime, we need to get on top of maintaining the site to address more of the safety issues. We plan to host a working afternoon on Saturday, the 8th of February. We will email the people who expressed an interest in helping with details. A happy, healthy new year to everyone. And that's from Elizabeth Stanley, Parish Office Clerk. And her phone number is 01491 825038.